people. The sounds of little avalanches on the mountain wall across the valley, the birds, the crunchy march of happy hikers, constantly remind you why they say, if heaven isn't what it's cracked up to be, send me back to Gimelwald. This entire time-past village is declared avalanche zone. It's just too dangerous for serious building projects. So while developers gnash their teeth, the sturdy peasants continue milking cows and making hay, and a few of us lucky tourists enjoy hardcore Switzerland. If Heidi is alive and well, she must be right here in Gimelwald. If you're on a tight budget, try the youth hostel. I warn you, it's the craziest, loosest, and friendliest hostel I've ever fallen in love with. It's struggling to survive. Please, treat it with loving care and leave it cleaner than you found it. Up the hill is the treasure of Gimelwald, the Hotel Mittaghorn. This is a creaky, classic, Alpine-style place. It's the only hotel in town, 8 or 10 comfortable rooms. These are small places, but they've got great fluffy quilts, and this one gives me my own private balcony. A simple hotel with a $1 million view. But let's go upstairs and see what lots of travelers think is fun. Many Alpine hotels offer loggers, or dorms, like this for those on a budget.
You never know who's behind this door.
It's kind of like Swiss summer camp.
A little bit. I was behind the castle.
Hello, Walter.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Walter Mittler is the perfect Swiss gentleman. He keeps his hotel simple but classy.
This is the farmer that was up there.
Yeah, right.
Did the farmer speak English up there?
Yeah.
No, well, I don't know whether he did. Like he just says, come on in, or, you know, he just motioned for us to come in.
If Walter's cooking, you're in luck.
There he goes. All right. Oh, boy, look at that. Wow.